to learn today. A few yonim start Pashas Emma. It's a lot of misses of Pashas Emma. Some yonim in the Michas Chinuch. In Pashas Emma, you have a number of mitzvahs. So let's say b'negei truma. The truma we know is given to a kohen, and there's a lav in the Torah for a zot to eat it. It's more than one lav for someone that's not a kohen to eat truma. The Torah does say that truma is eaten by a kohen, and he can also give it to his wife, Eishes Kohen, even if she's Yisraelis. If he marries a Bais Yisrael, Eishes Kohen, the wife of a kohen, eats. And Kini Kaspi also eats. Anything that the kohen owns, his behemoth and his avodim kananim, they could also eat truma. Not in Ebedivri. In Ebedivri, as a famous Gemara Kedushin, the Aftalad, the Gemara Zomaya, Tosh the Sochir, in Ebedivri, does not eat truma. And Pashut the Chiluk is, in Eved Ivri is not the same, it's really Gzeres Kosev, but it's also not the same Kinyan Kaspoy as in Eved Kanani. One reason is that Eved Ivri is temporary, it's only for 6 years or until Yovel, Vizin Yitzah, it's not forever. Eved Kanani is Mamash Kinyan Kaspoy, Mamash belongs to the Koyan forever, and the same way a Koyan eats, Kinyan Kaspoy also eats. His Eved Kanani, he gives Eved Kanani to each Ruma. The Gemara, the beginning of Amon Lekohen Gadol, in Yivamos, the son of Avraham Aleph, the Gemara's Adrasha, which the Torah seems to be B'chiddush, that even if an Eved Kanani buys his own Eved, if a Kanani buys an Eved Kanani for himself, that second Eved Kanani also eats Truma. Now you have to understand, the second Eved Kanani does not belong to the Kohen. It's talking about an Eved Kanani that buys his own Eved Kanani. How do you have an Eved Kanani that has money to begin with? How can an Eved Kanani buy a and another Eved, Mashkon Eved Kon Rabbi. So Rashi explains, and Rashi explains that it's talking about where someone gave the Eved Kanani money. I'm not saying Rabbi Rishus for you, or it's really the more conditional chafes. It's such a case, so the master himself could give the Eved Kanani money. I'm not saying Rabbi Rishus for you. So this Eved Kanani buys his own Eved Kanani. That is called Eved Sheni. That Eved Sheni also could eat Truma. So be chiddush, because even though the Kohen himself doesn't own that Eved, This Eved Sheni also eats Truma. There's a Moedig Chiddush in the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Resh Pei, he wants to say, talks about what if that Eved Sheni buys an Eved Shlishi? An Eved buys an Eved, and that Eved goes and buys another Eved. So the Chinuch, that Eved Shlishi will not eat Truma. Only an Eved Sheni, when the Eved of the Kohen buys, that Eved Sheni could eat, but that Eved Shlishi does not eat. And the Minchas Chinuch in Yisrafei, in Mitzvah Reshpei, is Ma'ir that this is a Chiddush from the Chinuch that he hasn't found anywhere else. He hasn't found this in Gans Rambam, he hasn't found anywhere in Shas, a Chiluk between the first Eved, the second Eved, and the third Eved. And he has a Kash, and Chiris Kash is, what is the difference? Because if the difference is because the third Eved does not belong to the Kohen, the second Eved also doesn't belong to the Kohen. So you see, you don't need the Kohen to own it, as long as it's a Kinyan Kaspoy bought something. So what's the difference if it's Eved Sheni, Eved Shlishi? The Sona Sefer Masa Melech from Siman Gdiskin, who's a Shiva in Kol Torah, he brings in, he says, the Velt, he calls it the Velt, I'm not sure what the Velt is, but he says, the Velt says that L'chayr, this Chiddush from the Chinuch is really a Rambam. So the Rambam Paskins, in Peg Zayin, Hilchos Trumas Loch Yitches, that if an Eishes Koyin buys an Eved Kanani, Eishes Koyin who's Yisrael, Nos Basis Tzol, she buys an Eved Kanani, and that Eved Kanani buys another Eved, that second Eved also eats Truma. So the Velt time is that L'chayr, the Eishes Kohen, is like the Eved Rishon. She's the first Chiddush. She's the Kinyan Kaspoy of the Master. She's the Eved Rishon. And the Rambam is Beferish. If she buys an Eved, that Eved eats, which is really the Gemara. But then the Rambam is Moisif. If that Eved buys another Eved, that next Eved eats also. Which L'chayr, that next Eved is the second Eved. But it's really like it's similar to Eved Shlishi. If you count the wife as Eved Rishon, so you're going 3 steps removed from the Kohen. So you see this Chiddush of the Chinuch is really a Rambam. But the Milchus Chinuch wants to say...
He doesn't agree to that.
The way he brings it down was, you're right, the Velt says that there is a Rambam that talks about the Shaykh, and the Rambam is Chaylik on the Chinuch. The Rambam will say, even the third generation eats also. So, but the Masa Melech says, the Chaylik is a push to the Chaylik. The Chaylik would be, the Chaylik is that the Chaylik, the Ish is not an Eved Rishon. The Isha is not called the step removed. The Isha is called the Shkufa. When the Isha, even though she's Basi Sol, the fact that she gets married to a Kohen, she's in the Skavish, she's the Kagufa, and she becomes like the Kohen. That's what I meant to say. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking not like this Masa Melech. From the Gemara, it's one Drasha, right? Like Yitzi is saying. The Gemara's Lashon is, Menayin l'Kohen shenasu Isha, b'kona avodim sheyachim b'truma. How do you know that an Isha and avodim eat? And then we brings one pasuk. The Gemara compares the Eishes Kohen to an Evesh. It's one pasuk. And the Gemara continues, how do you know when the Isha buys Avodim and Avodim buy the first Eved? The Gemara's drash is mashma, that it is mashma. It's comparing the Isha to an Eved. Just like when the Isha buys an Eved, the same thing when the Eved buys an Eved. So you see the Gemara does compare the two, and that's the fair what the Velta says. So an Isha would be the first step. And if the Rambam does say that when Isha buys an Eved, that Eved buys an Eved, that Eved Sheni would be like the Eved Shlishi of the... Of
what's the problem for Eishes Kohen has children when she gets a get, but he dies?
From the husband,
yeah.
She continues eating because of her children.
Because you see, that's only if she has children.
Right.
But you see, there's a concept.
There's something about the issue.
What's the Rambam talking about? When she has children, when she doesn't have children.
When she's still married, I'm saying the chiddush. Right?
Yeah, but she has children, it's not telling anyone
the husband,
even if he's not here.
She right. Well, the husband, maybe she's even because of the children are Kahana. No, not Kahana. Right, I hear the same. She remains in this bias. I mean, it's called, so she should go back.
Right.
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 Okay.
So you understand that. But if we want to be medayik from the Gemara, the Gemara does compare the two, so then it would be a diak. But upon him, that's the chinuch chiddush. The chinuch chiddush is that one eved, the eved when he buys.
It's also midaraisa,
yes.
Yes,
midaraisa.
Also,
it's not of a kinyan. It's not of a kinyan. Yeah. The chinuch is the Rambam, like we're saying, it depends how you learn the Rambam, if the Rambam is chelik or not. But the chinuch does say beferish that when the Eved buys an Eved, the Eved Sheni eats, but the Eved Shlishi is not eating. What's the chilek? So I was thinking, and Bemis, I think this is what the Mechasanch is saying. He's a little bit mayach, have a look at the Mechas Chinuch, but I think this is what he's saying. I think the chilek is the Eved Rishon, the Torah is Mabah. The Torah is Mabah. So when the Torah is Mabah Eved Rishon, you could say that Eved Kanani has a din azoivi in Benegay Truma, a din azoivi a kohen. Just like a kohen can eat for himself, the same thing the Torah gave him to feed his avodim, and the svar is pasha the Torah gave him truma for all his needs. Part of a person's needs is not only to feed himself; part of his needs is to feed his family. Part of his needs is to feed his avodim and feed his behemoths. That's what the Torah gave him truma for all his needs. The same thing, the Torah was maba and evidivy kini kaspoi. It was maba kini kaspoi as every kohen. They're just like the kini kaspoi eats for himself. Kini kaspoi kini maichel his avodim as part of his needs. So, but that's only for David Rishon. David Rishon is in the Ribui. But David Sheni is not Kinyan Kaspi of the Kohen, like we said. So David Sheni is not in the Ribui. So David Sheni, he only eats because he's Kinyan Kaspi of David Rishon, but he doesn't have a Ribui for himself, so he's not Michael Vaita. That could be the Svara. Only the first Eved Kanani, Kinyan Kaspi of the Kohen, is in the Ribui, is the Torah's Mabu. So you could say, when the Torah's Mabu, Kinyan Kaspi, the Eved Rishon turns Mabim to be as a Kohen, that he can eat and be Maichel also, that's part of his needs. But the Eved Sheni is not the Ribui, he's only eating because of the Eved Rishon. Mainly, it doesn't go by to the next step. That could be Pshat and Chinuch.
So why would the second generation be able to eat?
Because the Eved Kanani is Nisraba, and the Eved Kanani is Nisraba to have Truma as a Kohen, for all his needs. Part of his needs is to feed. Not only heat for himself, but to feed his avodim.
He's able to be a Kohen.
Yeah, because he's Kinyan Kaspi is in the Ribui. Kinyan Kaspi is Nisraba to be as every, he's given Chuma as every Kohen, which is to eat for himself and to feed the people that he needs to feed, which means his Avodim. But that Eved only eats because he's being fed from the Eved Rishon. But it cannot be Michael Vaita. That could be Pshat and Chinuch.
Also, Machel
Oichel. Oh, yeah, right. And that Loshon, call Oichel Michael, or the Gemara, would mean that he's Oichel Machmas Atzmai. He's Eichel Machmas Atzmai, either he's the Kohen himself, or he's in the Ribui of Kinyan Kaspi, Eichel Machmas Atzmai, he's Michael. But Mashiach and David Sheni, he's Taka Eichel, but he's not Eichel Machmas Atzmai, he's not really an Eichel, he's being fed. That's why it doesn't go right. That's what I'm saying. I think the Mechasnach is saying this also. Okay, we're learning Yeren of Mechasnach in Pasha Zemra. We can't skip one of the most famous pieces of Mechasnach, very well known piece in Mitzvah Shin Chafei on the Mitzvah Sukkah. Just to say it over, Gitzah, the Mechasuch brings down the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes. It says a famous drash that Sukkah Gzun Lo is possible because it says Sukkah Tasa Mecha. We dash from Mecha, Mecha Beloi Gzun Lo. It comes to your mind, Gzun Lo. Taisa Kasha, why do we need a pasuk that a sukkah gezunga is possible? Because the Mitzvah Babaveya. The Gemara says Mitzvah Babaveya, you're not Yetza. So Taisa wants to say, should we tell you the Machoikis, Mitzvah Babaveya is the Dereis the Rabbanon? If it's the Rabbanon, we need a pasuk to tell you it's possible the Dereis. But but according to Malam, it's the Dereis. In fact, Taisa says, why do we need a pasuk? And Chassan says this famous Teres, I just want to mention that Mitzvah Babaveya just means you're not Yetza the Mitzvah, but it doesn't mean you're eating outside of the sukkah. By eating a sukkah, it's two things. First of all, you want to be carrying the mitzvah, and second, you don't want to be mavatam, and say you don't want to do an aveir of eating outside the sukkah. The mitzvah of aveir is just that you're not carrying the mitzvah, you're not yotzei eating the sukkah. It's not eating outside of the sukkah. So as a meaning, that's going to be a pasuk of mechot, you might sukkah gezumla, that's nishkan sukkah b'chlal. And it says, and it's an aveir, it says, I'm eating outside the sukkah. The famous mechassan. The world will ask something. It's a little shver to be mechalik. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah, mechayim you're about the mitzvah. How could you say you're not mekayim the mitzvah, or but you're not about the mitzvah? Not eating outside the sukkah. That's a shver. But the mechassan.
The mitzvah
is the mitzvah. Right. Like seven pasuk. But it's all one pasuk. It's all. But that's the world will ask. But the mechassan. That's what he understands. That mitzvah mechayim mechayim was taking away the schar. It means you don't get the schar. It's not that you have schar by inish. Mechayim it's. You will see, just not getting the mitzvah, but in the answer, it's just a dimension of famous chassana. It's what the chesed zukkah. That's the chesed svar. It's in the keem, but it's still not. That's the chesed svar. The chesed.
If you hold mitzvahs kavana is ma'akav in the mitzvah.
Right.
Because do not have.
Would it be? Would it be? Ben is asking if you hold. Tell me. The Rav says in the tzitzis we halach like that is a bit of a mitzvah.
If you wear tzitzis, it's funny to say you're
running
to
Ali,
it's on the palace,
not Machaven. It'll be a veir, it'll be a bit of a mitzvah. Because this shem, this mechassan, the same shem, is a shaykh to have no key mitzvah, but also at the same time be a mitzvah. Another Indian, I came across the Hashem Zemla because the Hatzvi on the Mechassan, the Mr. Shinya Gibbs will be Mayachan, it's really a Shaila in Achrenim. It's a Panamiyu, it's one of the early Achrenim, Panamiyu, it's Chalam Beis Mechazayan. He calls a Shaila, if a person eats Kadei Svi, if a person washes, eats pas, eats Kadei Svi, then he's Meki, then he vomits, he throws up. Can he still bench? He's still bench. The Shaila is, the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savata v'rachta." You have to be seveya. Here, the person was making. If he threw up, he's not sava anymore. He's not still zat. He's not still full anymore. Can he still bench? So it seems to be a shayin and a chreinim. The chayin that studied more that first of all, there was chal in the machlois chiyev bechas amazon when he was seveya. So maybe that chalois doesn't go. That chiyev doesn't go off. Just that now he's not seveya. But either we do find that there's a shear for Bechas Mazim. Once the Eichel is Nisachel with an ayin, once the food is digested and he's not Seveya, a person waits, I'm not sure what the shear is, like an hour or two, and he's not Sava anymore, he cannot bench, right? So the shayla is this that he's making, that he person goes up, is that as maybe the food was already digested, so it's too late, he can't bench anymore. So I'm thinking, well, I understand a little bit, could be the shayla is, this din, that once it's nisachal mazon, once the food is digested, you can't bench anymore. Is that halacha because bechas mazon is only while you're seveya, you have to be sava? Or do you say no? Once you were sava, it was chal on him chalai schi bechas mazon benching. And that chi doesn't go off, even though you're not sava anymore. What goes off is, it's a hefsek zman. It's like you cannot bench 2 days later after you ate. There is a time factor, this is a zman. That has sheiches to the achila, and that's man of the sachal mazon. That's already called enough time. That's already a new period of time, and it's a hefsek zman. If you learn that way, it's in the hefsek zman. Then just because the person's meki and throws up, he still has mechiyut bench.
There could be some foods that are nisachal quicker.
It is telling you that. Achir is telling you that. It goes by the past, maybe, but that's the loch. It goes by when it's digested. But if you understand it when it's digested, because you're not sub anymore, then when you make it, you're also not sub anymore, so you cannot bench. But if you understand that the nesachel, digesting is man, which is, then you can see over here, this man, they're not perspired. It's still sheikh to the original chiyubach smoz, you can still bench. That's the chayu de shayla. The pashtus is totally in the svi itself, and once it's nesachel suggested, you're not sub. So mainly here also, once you make it, once the goes up, you can have bench. So a moedig diak is a sefer chus kivegim miksav yad, which was printed in Toshin Chafhei by Hagoni Nassim Gestetna, Sechrin Lavracha, one of the only Adar, Nassim Gestetna, and he wrote a beautiful hagdama to the sefer. And in that, it's called Pesach Dava, the chus kivegim miksav yad. And in that Pesach Dava, he has a beautiful letter, just a personal letter Kivegi wrote to certain friends of his. It was after his wife was nifta. Kivegi's wife, she was nifta young, his first wife, and he was a young almond, and he wrote a beautiful letter, and he's writing to his friends about the tsar he was going through, and there's one line in the middle of that letter where he writes, the tsar he's going through, that he lost his wife, and he has a house full of yisayimim, he writes, he writes, his stomach cannot hold down any food for barely a minute. Bekushi hoi biyodin abarach barach acharina. Bekushi, with difficulty, he was able to make a barach acharina. So Nasa Gestetin is on the bottom of that line, the Kveig Rachman's son writes about the Tzai is going through. He's Medayik, what does he mean that Bekushia can make a bracha chayna? And he's Medayik, the Kveig is Medayik to the Shaila, that he was being makey, he couldn't hold food down. And whenever he was being makey, he had to hold the food down long enough to make a bracha chayna, because once he would be makey, he would not make a bracha chayna.
It's
The person is sick, he should actually strain the chana and try not to. I mean,
so they even carry matzah.
It could be different dimension. It could be different dimension.
Right.
But they don't talk about it. The person will go down. Okay, going back to this late yesterday, Pashkadeshim also has a lot of many mitzvahs, and I saw a few hours from Chaschinach, I just wanted to mention. One of the mitzvahs of Pashkadeshim is the mitzvah of Ish Imei Vavatiro, the Moir Abeim. The Mechaschinach brings down the famous Gemara Chulman Daf Kofiu. The Gemara says that Bezdin is Chayfin Akol Mitzvah. The person doesn't want to be Mekai Mitzvah Seh, doesn't want to make a sukkah, doesn't want to put on tzitzis, Bezdin is Chayfin. They force him, they give him patch, Pashatim, Makis, Tashim, Ritzuli, they make him do the mitzvahs. Except the Gemara says a mitzvah which is batn schar ksuv betzida. Any mitzvah say which the Torah gives the schar, that's not why, but the bezin is not kaitan on that. For example, the Gemara says kibbut aveim. Kibbut aveim, the Torah says, amani v'chuni mechad, yishav v'yichus yamim. The Torah gives the schar right there. If you do kibbut av, you have schar, there's no kfi in the mitzvah. But the mechas on the chlez, what about moir aveim? Moir aveim is really a different mitzvah. The Gemara in Kedushin of Lamed Aleph says, Tonu Bona, Ezu Moir Vezu Kipu. These are done differently. Moir, like Eimu Mekayim Leishim, Mekayim Leisesis Devar. Moir Aveim is not to sit in his place without Rishus, not to disagree with a father or mother. And Kibbut is Meichel, Mashka, Mechasa. Kibbut Aveim is to feed him, to give him to drink, to be Mahana, the father. Those are the differences. And there are two separate mitzvahs I say. So the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, the Torah says Schabetzidei, but the mitzvah of Moir Aveim, the Torah does not say Schabetzidei. So Mechasuchas Moir, on Moir Aveim, they talk of Bezin would be Koifa. So it sounds like a Chiddush, but he says it's a double Pashut, really. If a person does not want to give his father to eat or drink, not through Mechayim Kibbut Aveim, Bezin doesn't get involved. He's Mevatel Mitzvah say, but it's Matan Schabetz Kusuzidei. But if a person is over Moir Aveim, he's sitting in his father's seat without Rishus, Bezin will get involved and be Koifa on that. But the Brisa says Ezu Moir Ezu Kibbut. These are two separate things. The Brisa is not much more than like that. Maybe Kibbut has Moir also. Maybe Moir has Kibbut. That's what we normally think. That's really the Chishma Chaschinach. We normally put these two mitzvahs together. Like, so it's not. It's two separate mitzvahs. It's two separate cases. And the main attack of Masach Chiddush that this would have kviya on mitzvahs. That was interesting.
Yeah, but
you don't think.
I'm asking that a kviya on smoyer.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing, so the Mechaschinach emits the Reish Samach Beis on the lab of Noisanechu Bechukas HaMoiri. Not to go Bedakei Moiri, not to do what the Goyim do, the lab in the Torah. The Mechaschinach says, what about doctors? Seems that doctors, it seems to be a minhag goyim, it doesn't come from Yidden, that doctors have a special labush. They all wear like this, so today, I'm not sure if he means this, but they all wear this long white, yeah. Like the kapata, or whatever, but this long white lab coat. L'chay, klei de mechsinach, are you over dakei mori? Are you ever dakei, down talks about it? Have you ever dakei mori to go with a labush of a doctor?
Yeah, he brings down by malchus, if you go with, if somebody works for malchus.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. It's, maybe he brings it down. I didn't see it. But the Mechasson just explains that no, it would be Mutta. And he says the reason is because Pasha, the Inyan of Dakei Mori is something which there is a Chayk B'li Tam. Some of the Goyim do, it's just the way they do it, but it's B'li Tam. And so the Gemara and Shabbos stuff, some of Zayin and Alam gives a whole list of things, and it's a Chayk B'li Tam. And also, the Mechasson says that it's something which has a Chesaron Tznius. Something that the Goyim do and it has a Chesaron Tznius, even if it has a Tam. But the Zebes of Chesaron and Tznius, that's also Dakei Mori, interesting. Besides this of Tznius, it's also in this of Dakei Mori. It's amazing, Latayim Mechaschon, if this that doctors, they have a certain Lavush, you can't call that a Chayk B'li Tam. He doesn't explain the reason. But I think the reason is understood, like you walk into a hospital, you want to be able to recognize immediately, this is a doctor, this is not. There's a reason why doctors go around with a certain Lavush, that people should recognize them. It's important they should be recognized, who doctors and who's not, who's your wife and who's not. It's amazing, Mechaschon says, be Mutter. Agav, my I heard a nice, my father told me that one of my Zayda's children was one time whistling. You know, kids whistle, he's whistling. And my Zayda told him, Goyim Pfeifen. That's the way he was trying to stop him. He said, I'm Goyim Pfeifen, Goyim whistle. So again, and he didn't like it. He says, I'm Goyim Pfeifen. That's his way. And I was telling him not to do it. He told the show, Goyim Pfeifen, Goyim whistle. It seems that my Zayda had a Messiah that whistling, what's the reason? He had a Messiah that that's Daki Amori. Goyim Pfeifen, Goyim Pfeifen, Goyim are the ones that whistle. Whistling is Nishkan Yiddish Zachem. And I don't think he made things up. He had a Messiah maybe from Lutta. But to be a Shayan of a Lav Reisel, maybe. It's a Choy Poli Tam, it's this thing that Goyim do for no reason. Maybe they do because they enjoy it or for music. But the kids that just want to whistle, he kind of Goyim Pfeifen. There's a Messiah that's in Bechukasem, like Seychu Bechukasem Ari. Another interesting thing is in Mechas Chinuch in Pashkadeshim in which mitzvah is this? He brings down in the Rav of Neiva. What's the halacha if somebody holds something as mutter, but his friend holds as asa? Is it lift Neiva to trick him into doing that thing? You hold as mutter gama. I mean, it's hard. I don't give examples because. Okay, I don't want to give examples, but let's say if I. Let's say somebody holds Cholam Stam as Mutta Gomba. I'm not gonna go even ones that even the ones that were Mati. It's hard to give an example because the ones that were Mati when we Mati was Shasad Chak.
What?
Is anything that would bother the other person, be it advice. Not only have they even be it advice. It's not worse than be it advice.
It's not. It's not be it advice.
Okay, such a case. I say that's what he's talking about. Halacha. You hold that it's mutter to Chalom Stam. Somebody asks you, is this Chalom Stam, Chalom Yisrael? And you tell him, it's Chalom Yisrael. You trick him. I mean, you just tell him it's okay, whatever. Am I allowed to eat? You tell him it's okay. And you know that he's makbar on it. You're not makbar on it. You're allowed to do that. Now, it's a case where the guy will never find out. He won't have tzar later on. Maybe Pasha goes later on, he'll find out he had Chalom Stam. Will bother him. That itself is the reason not to do it. But this, what?
He has only this much.
So it's not. So, but that guy doesn't want it. Is that lufneiva?
You're making the lufneiva that he doesn't know by a various.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I said this for Shem the Mechaschinach. It's actually,
Shai.
What?
I know, but we're talking
about. He holds the yerba. Yerba is darbona. He holds it, I hold it. God, today it's all Shayla Chalma and Chafe, it could be Shayla the Rice, I'm not going to get into that today. But, thank you, Ruman. But I said to Mechasin, it's not, it's a Tetumim Shayla. I'm sorry, it's a Tetumim because of Shayla in Perkites, Ice Pei Bays. In Pashkadeshim. So Tetumim Shayla, he brings your eyes both ways. Very interesting, he brings your eyes both ways. I would say in Svara, it's not worse than there's a chiyuv to give an eitz toiva. Part of the chiyuv is not give an eitz ra and give an eitz toiva. You know, this is important to the guy. Whether you, that's not, you're not giving him eitz toiva for what, the way he feels. But it's interesting, it brings rise both ways. Okay. Now go back a little bit. It's okay. Go back to Pashas Achimais and Ben Zman. Pashas Achimais with mitzvah kisi adam. The mechaschinah the mitzvah kufay zayin. I start and he calls a shayla. The halach is when a person the mitzvah is a person shechs a chayyur and oif. It's a mitzvah to cover the dam with offer. What if before he's mekayim the mitzvah kisi adam, he takes that dam and he cooks it, makes the dam shabishlo. Is there still a mitzvah kisi adam? He brings down the famous Gemara in Menachos, the Chafal, and for other places, dam shabishlo is mutter midraisa. When the Torah asks the dam midraisa, it's only before you cook it. But if you cook the dam, or you melech, even if you salt it, there's only, it's asa midrabanan. Rabanan asa, but it's not asa midraisa. So mele, klet the mechaschinach, what about dam shabishlo for kisi adam? Tain the mechaschinach, lechere, you'd be potter from kisi adam. You would lose the mitzvah. Because just like we see dam shebishlei, once you cook the dam, it's hasnishkein dam for the issa achila, the laban tov eating dam. The same way, it's not the same. It's not kind of misakisi dam. And if you want to be mechalik, maybe it's only mafkia the issa achila, not the mitzvah kisi dam. I think the mechaschin aswar is there's one dam in the Torah. There's not two dam in the Torah. Dam in the Torah is one mitzvah of dam. And just like we have a ribu the gemara dashans and menachas. That dam shebishlei is mafkia the shem dam b'negia the lav deraisa the sakaris of eating dam. The same way it'd be mafkia the shem dam b'negia kisi dam. And Milchus Chinuch writes sechur it's poshut, and he says, but the problem is he hasn't found lo yivei eating a shum echad shevi dinze. But I haven't seen anyone bring this halacha down that once you cook the dam, there's no mitzvah kisi dam. And Milchus Chinuch writes v'efshe machus pshitusa, maybe because it's so poshut, no one says it. It's double poshut that that's halacha. Okay, another Indian going back to Pashas Achimais and a little bit this week, yesterday said in Kadeshim also is we in Achimais we have the Pashas of Arayas. One of the halachas in Arayas is that we pass like a keep in the Mishnah and Yivam stuff in Tesla and Beis that Kedushin is not Toifis, there's no Kedushin is not Toifis in an Arayas which have Karas. If a person tries to marry a Chaysai or even a Chisisha, anyone that's as also him, the chiyukaris, the kedusha is not chal. Nafkamin is if a person tries to mekadosh his wife's sister, the kedusha is not chal, and she remains mutter to the rest of the world. If the kedusha would be chal, it'd be also to him as an ever. But lamaisa should be an ishus, it should be also to the rest of the world. But the halacha is the kedusha is not toifus, it's nothing. You try to be mekadosh, you may hire mekadoshes li. There's no kedusha, she remains a single girl. Kedusha is not chal. The Mishnah Melach in Perek Tesoch Melacha Melacha Hey. Because very interesting, Shaila. What about arayas by an akum, by a guy? By the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daftan Ches. It's also the Rambam means down over there in Perek Tesoch Melacha Melacha Hey. There are sheish arayas misom b'nei noyach. There was a drasha from Pesukim and Breishis that there are six arayas that are also two ben noyach. One of them, for example, is Eishes Ha'av, a father's wife. Even if it's not his mother, like a second wife. Is also asa to ben noyach, and the ben noyach is chayav misa on long arayis. So klet the Mishnah Melach. What if somebody's mekadosh that takes that his father's wife a goy takes his father's wife and marries her? Would that make her asa on everyone else? Now you have to understand by akum by ben noyach there is no parsha of kedushin and getting the way we have it. You don't have kesesh tambiya, and by a get, you don't need a whole get written up, but there is a musig of an eshes ish by Nakam also. And the musig is, just the halacha is, just by taking someone, being miyached, a guy takes a woman for his wife, that becomes an eshes ish. And if another guy would be bola, the other guy would be chayav misa.
You're picking eshes out for a reason?
No, anyone knows. Same thing, to be honest. Yeah, in Echem, no such reason.
But the Yisrael is not the Nation Six, right? The Nation Six?
Maybe I didn't say. So you saw
something. Okay,
so again, by Bnei Noach, the musug of Eishes Ish comes just by being miyachid in Isha. It's his wife that makes Eishes Ish, and the union of Gerishim by Goyim is just Mashalcha. He sends her out. He says, "Leave." He just says, "You're out. You're divorced." He just says, "You don't need the actual get, but that makes Eishes Ish. That makes her a grusha. That makes an Ashes Mutter to other people." But b'shas a guy takes an isha. What about if a guy takes his mother, like you said, mother eishes ab, but takes one of the arayas to be his wife? Does she become? Is the tefisas kedushin? Is the tefisas kedushin or not? L'chayr the chakir is because there's not chayv krisis. This is l'chayr because we pass in that the only time there's no tefisas kedushin by chayv krisis. By goyim there's no musik of chayv krisis. Right, but it's chayv misa. Oh, it's chayv misa. And then this is right.
It's a chaloisis.
Now, like we were saying, there's no krisis up in the Mishnah in Yevamos. There's one mandam of the holds that Shimon Tamani says that it has to be chayv misas bezdin. Now, and l'chayr, Shimon Tamani is not coming to be make. He's coming to be moisef. Not only chayv krisis, has to be also chayv misas bezdin. Because l'chayr by arayis, there's no chayv misas bezdin. It's not also karis. Is that right? Open the game. I'm zeris. The machlekes is. It's not being a. It has to, the tzitzis kedushin has to be chayv krisis. There's no chayv krisis. Only for moms is machlekes. I see the mission again. Okay. It could be the chakir the mission on chiz that this is a min ever which has no tefisas kedushin. Maybe that's the svar. That means you could clear. This that we find that according to Bekiva, only chayv krisis, there's no tefisas kedushin. Is it the chorus that's ma'akev the tefisas kedushin because there's a chayv krisis that's ma'akev the tefisas kedushin, or is it like a simon? Any ever, the ever is ma'akev the tefisas kedushin, but an ever which has in the chayv krisis, that's ma'akev the tefisas kedushin. If it's the min ever, then maybe we can learn out even to akum also. The akum does have this min ever of also ima or eshes aviv. If it's they also wouldn't have tefisas kedushin even though there's no krisis. According to Is it the curse that's marked these? That's what I'm asking. It's a lot. It's a lot. You don't need to. It's a lot. Yeah. According to.
Which one?
Well, actually, by Goy, it's an essay. I think it's an essay, which is Chayavisa. Chayavisa. Okay. There's a famous Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. Pnei Yeshua Klez and yesterday said in Pash Kedoshim we had the Pasha Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is a Mechalikas in Gemara what it means, but the more well known Pshat is what the Gemara says is a Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin, which is Megadesh says to a Ben Chayrin or to an Eved Ivri. If you have a Chatzi Shivcha that's owned by two Shutfin, and one Shutf is. It freezes, Meshachar, she becomes a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chayrin. And then she gets Niskavish to an Ish. So she's kind of an Ishis Ish. She's a Shivcha Nechrefis Ish, Rashi says, means she becomes a Gedeshis to an Ish. So this Ishis Ish of a Shivcha Chuf is interesting Ishis Ish. It's not a regular Ishis Ish. It's not Chayav Karis. It's not Chayav Mrs. Bezdin. It's not even Chayav Malkus. The Torah just says, if you bola, even b'mezid, you bring a Kovan Asham. Interesting Kovan. It's a Kovan Asham Shivcha Chuf. That's what this lab is. Klet the Pnei Yeshua is the Tfisis Kedushin on this Shivcha Charufa. Someone else would come be Mekadosh with the Tfisis Kedushin. What's Nafkamin? To ask her on the first person. On the Chayr, the case would be if you have a Shivcha Charufa which is in Skadosh to a Ben Chayrin, she'd be Mekadoshas. It would become a Shivcha Charufa, but she'd be also Asa to a Ben Chayrin because he would be Asa on the Tzad Shivcha. Ben Chayrin cannot marry Shavcha, but the case would be, I think Rashi Chumash says, would be if she's in Skadosh to an Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri is mutter with a bas chayrin, and he's also mutter to shivcha at the same time. If the master gives it to him, so you would have a case if an Eved Ivri is mekadosh a shivcha, she's a shivcha. But now somebody else makes kedushin to her, it'll ask her to Eved Ivri if this tefisas kedushin. Right. So klet the Pnei Yeshua very similar shayla is the tefisas kedushin on a shivcha. Do you say that since it's not chayv krisus? It's only chayev kavan asham. There is tefisas kedushin, or do you say no? It's a eishes ish. There's no tefisas kedushin. So the Pnei Yeshua first. By what? By shivcha charufa.
Only klez because of eishes ish, not because of other arayos. Because this doesn't have a
yad to do with Kavanah. Oh, you're getting to as far as that. So Pnei Shu wants to say that even maybe Shiv Chufa, it's not Chavi Krisis, so Chavi should have to be Skedushin, but there's a different reason Shnav to be Skedushin. This is what Ritzi is saying. Because he has really two Lashonis. First Lashon is because in Eishas Ish, she's already, whatever there is to be Mekadosh, in the Shiv Chufa, the whole Tzav Asferin, she's already Mekadoshes. And there's no room for any more. She's not Ponui. A Pnuya who's free, you can marry, but she's already not Ponui. Any Kedushin was taken up already. There's no room for any more Kedushin. Right? So the notion of any Kedushin after Kedushin. And he's also Moisef, like Abitzi said, Lashon, in Lo Yad, the Kabbal Kedushin. She's already married. And it's just this, a single girl has a Yad to Kabbal Kedushin. She's already married, she has no Yad to Kabbal Kedushin. As a man, Latayan de Pnei Shua, even if a Shivcha Charufa, you would say, it's not Chavi Krisis, so there is Krisis Kedushin. But there's a different reason why you cannot have Kedushin on Shev Charufa, because you can't have Kedushin on top of Kedushin. She's already taken and she has no more Yad of Kedushin. So Avni Meluim, Yisum Memdang, Asif Kandang, that he asked the Kasha on the Pnei Shua, he writes a Shafa Loshin, he writes, Nel Lami Menu Gemara, he says, he forgot a Gemara. So the Fesha Gemara and Kedushin on Samach Zayin Mabe is not like that. So the Gemara explains over there in Kedushin, the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, that Arayis that are Chavi Krisis, have no Tvisis Kedushin. Where are we going it out from? So the Gemara says, we're going it out from a Pasuk, it says, an extra time Le'ikach by Achis Isha. By one of the Arayis, Achis Isha, a wife's sister, it says Le'ikach an extra time, and we dash from that Le'ikach that there's no Tvisis Kedushin. And the Gemara says, all the other Arayis, which are similar to Achis Isha, all the others that have Chavi Krisis, they also have no Tvisis Kedushin. It's all went out from the Pasuk of Achis Isha. Then the Gemara asks, Tainach, all the other Arayis, very good, because they're all similar to Achis Isha. But Eishes Ish, Ikon Mifrach, you say, Mal Eishes Ish is different. Shekin Yeshu had the B'chai Bailach. Eishes Ish is more kal than Achis Isha. Achis Isha is always us as long as the wife is alive. Yeah. But Eishes Ish, even when the husband's alive, she has a het, the possible het of Gerishim. And maybe it's more kal, you cannot learn it out from Achis Isha. Then for the Gemara, we have a Hekesh Rebbeinu. Rebbeinu is Makesh all the Arayis, including Eishes Ish. And from the Hekesh, we learn out Eishes Ish from Achis Isha. So I think Pshat the Gemara is, the Gemara's Havmina was that we're learning out all the Arayis from Achis Isha with the Binyan Av. A comparison, one of the dresses is Binyan Av, just like this is an Eva which has a Chavi Krisis, the same thing all Arayis have a Chavi Krisis. But mainly, Binyan Av, he has a Kasha. Eishes Ish is a little bit different. But once the Gemara says, it's not just a Binyan Av, it's not just comparing, it's a Hekesh. A Hekesh is a dresha. That's where the Amish even are a Hekesh. When you have a hekesh, you don't use kashas. Even if you have a besapicha, you don't use kashas. That's the Gemara's teretz. But al kaponim, zoktav nemulim, you see the Gemara's muttering, the mutchazich, how do you know that Eishes Ish has no tvisis kedushin? And the Gemara says, you can't learn it from a Achis Isha, you could learn it out. Why don't you just say it's a pasha svara? Eishes Ish has no tvisis kedushin because she's taken already. She's not ponu, she's in skadish, she's in kedushin not kedushin, she has no yadri makabah. Why don't you say pnei shusvara? You see the Gemara does not hold the pnei shusvara. Azoifak dav nemulim. So in the stipend King Yaakov in Yevamos, in the new print of Siman Lamed Zayin, he brings in Shamati from the Chazon Ish. I don't think it's printed. I think he has heard from Shvaga the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish wants to answer for Pnei Shua. It's a Shtaka Kasher. So Pnei Shua did not forget the Gemara. He knew the Gemara in Kedushin. Pnei Shua means like this. But the din of, like the Rav mentioned before, the din of Tvisis Kedushin, no Tvisis Kedushin is only two dinim. The first halach is there's no Tvisis Kedushin that she doesn't become an Eishes Ish to be asa to other people. But there's also another din that when there's no Tvisis Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamza. There's a Me'el Zed B'Chazon Ish. This is for the Pnei Yeshua that by an Eishes Ish, there's no Tvisis Kedushin because she has no Yatri Makab Kedushin. That's only a Svar why she's not no Tvisis Kedushin. But it's not a Svar that the Vlad should be a Mamza. That's the only reason why you cannot have any Kedushin on Kedushin, but it's not a Svar that the Vlad should be a Mamza. That's the whole Gemara in Kedushin on Samazayin. The whole Gemara that wants to make a Drosha and needs the Hekesh Rebbeinu is to make it a halacha that Eishes Ish, the Vlad is a mamza. But Pnei Shua is saying, his svar ben a shivcha charufa, you could keep that svar, that shivcha charufa, there's no tvisis kedushin, and ain't a chanami. But if someone be bore shivcha charufa, the Vlad would not be a mamza. That's already not saying. Oh, so why don't we bring this down? I just want to say also that you see a little bit from Pnei Shua and Avin Meluim, not like my Svara. I wanted to say a Svara that it could be that I was clearing is the reason why it's not Tvisis Kedushin by Chavi Krisis because of the Karis? Or was it the Min Eva? An Eva which has a Min Eva which has Karis, but does not have Tvisis Kedushin, Afka Min would be by an Akum.
it's just of an akum. Has the kares, but that's the min ever. From the shuna mulim, you see, they don't go with the svar min ever at all. They go with the svar of either because of in kedushin achadushin or you need mamash chayv krisis benegei shivcha charufa. If you want to go with the svar of min ever, then maybe you should say the min ever of eshes ish of shivcha charufa should not have kedushin after kedushin because of the min ever. So you see a little bit that they don't go with that svar. Oh, but the Mishnah Machlos clear for Shaila and Yiglai Pesachin by Bnei Noach if this is condition by their eyes.